My name is Ron Hughes. I live in Rockland, Maine. I had a couple of questions. One, I thought this, you did a list of the high-value wetlands that you showed them on the chart there, and yet you did not include the eelgrass in that. As far as I understand, you know, the main reason, let me just say first, Maine DEP considers eelgrass areas to be wetlands. Now, keeping in mind that those eelgrass areas that were identified on that were the specific reason why the Angus King proposal for a port was turned down, and just unable to find mitigation for that. Now, why are they not considered to be, what was the term, high-value wetlands in this situation, is my first question.
Sure. I first of all need to clarify the terminology. The terminology used for wetland definition was specifically a freshwater wetland. And because those were all internal to the island itself. Certainly, there are marine wetlands, and that's really the coastal area, the wading bird habitat, that's considered, you know, that marine wetland. With regards to eelgrasses, they're highly important for the marine ecosystem to function and reproduce and actually, you know, continue to live on. And so, you know, eelgrass is a very important consideration if and when we permit any kind of transportation facility there. And I'm sure...
And
I can guarantee that we, that the transportation department will certainly need to mitigate for eelgrass damage or loss. And that's a very difficult thing to do. We've done it on a few projects. It's kind of sketchy, but we've done it pretty well, especially up in Brooksville on a project we recently built and replaced a bridge up there. And we restored, I think it was about 2,500 square feet of eelgrass. Not a huge area, but successfully did it. And so we do have some expertise in that area, but, you know, again, it will all be determined in the permitting process.
No, that's fine, but I just wanted to say that, you know, when the proposal first appropriate use here, I'd like to just go back to what Angus King had learned, where the National Marine Fisheries Service had said, in our judgment, the marine impacts of the project, which is a smaller project, the same airport, alone justify a finding the project would cause significant degradation and thus ineligible, right from the start, even before doing anything, ineligible for a Clean Water Act permit. So how can marine transportation, knowing that, ahead of time, knowing that it's not ever going to be able to pass that criteria, how can marine transportation be considered as an appropriate use when every agency, ask Angus, will tell you it is totally a destructive use that would be unacceptable. How is it then acceptable or appropriate?
Well, certainly I agree with you that the eelgrass was a determining factor.
Sure. All right, one last thing.
Could I answer that question?
Go ahead.
Okay, eelgrass was a determining factor in actually even applying for a permit for that first port project. We are going to have to permit this infrastructure to build that, and will be up to the agency, namely the Corps of Engineers and the DEP, to determine if the impacts to those natural resource systems are avoided and minimized to the greatest extent possible, and then to those that we cannot avoid and minimize to the greatest extent possible, we'll have to mitigate. And then the question will come, can we mitigate for those impacts? And that's what the agencies will have to determine, whether the Department of Transportation or some private entity will be able to do that or not.
Okay, fine. But I'll just say that the Corps of Engineers said it's very questionable whether a functional replacement of wetlands would ever be possible. So I think, even though you're saying, well, maybe they'll tell us again something different, but I think it's a waste. And the other thing I wanted to ask, though, is, and that's for Senator Damon, you're the chair of two committees in the legislature, the Transportation Committee, co-chair, and the Marine Resources Committee. And as far as I know, has been reviewing this proposal and did get its investigations and so on. Given the fact that the potential impacts to Penobscot Bay's fisheries, according to NOAA and to a lot of other people that look at this, according to them, potential impact is not the actual. Potential is very serious. Shouldn't the Marine Resource Committee also get a hearing for people that know about this?
Senator, you want to speak to the various hats?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Ron. That's similar to the question that you emailed me a while ago. It's not within the jurisdiction of the Marine Resources Committee as the island currently stands. However, I suspect that the Marine Resources Committee may be interested in hearing the presentation from the aspect that you cite, which is the potential for marine resource degradation. So I think if you'd be interested in hearing quite additional transportation for you.
I'm not sure.